Okay, well, we'll be talking here then shortly.
I'll be talking to you shortly.
Hey, Bob, I'm saying, this is Bob.
Bob is like making love to you. Hey, everyone, it's Miles.
What? What did you say?
I was singing, you know, feel like making love, but I said Bob feels like making love to you.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
So I have these thoughts, like I'll be walking around, like, wouldn't it be funny if I did it like that? And then, like, I do it, they're totally tanked. Like, ew, you know what? Mm.
Yeah, didn't work out. You know.
But I take chances, but I do.
You take a lot of chances, that's for certain.
Take chances. On comedy,
you're a chance taker.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit of a chance taker. There's a lot of there's a lot of you that's a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah. So, getting into summertime here.
Summertime.
So, I've got two stories. One is a secondhand story, but it's from my wife. So,
That's always good.
Yeah. So we were, you know, we had a big weekend here, and we were out at an event on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we got back from this event kind of late and had to take separate cars. You know, all a bunch of people went to this thing. And so I was driving one car. My wife was driving another car. So I came on home and with everybody. And so they meandered off their separate ways. And then my wife was on her way home and she decided to, you know, my daughter's home from college and everything. And so she decided to get what we call pizza for no reason. So I don't know if you have anything like this. Well, you probably actually do it more than we do. But every once in a while, just out of the clear blue, you know, some kind of thing like this, you know, later in the evening, which for me is like past 9 o'clock. But stop and get a pizza and bring it home for no reason whatsoever other than we're staying up, you know. And
get a pizza, why not?
So we call it pizza for no reason. So my wife stopped to get pizza for no reason, and they had to wait a little bit.
Always.
And because it was like, you know, probably close to 10 o'clock, I guess. So they're waiting for their pizza and put their order in. They're waiting for it. You know, in the world today, so many things you can just order with an app, and it's ready when you get there, but they did it the old-fashioned way. They went in and then ordered.
Was it Casey's?
No Casey's.
Okay.
So they're sitting there waiting, and, you know, the other kind of upside to do it the old-fashioned way is you get a lot of characters that come in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, this pizza place that they stopped by, I don't know if you know in Illinois, now they have basically gaming parlors all over the state now. So you can go do basically like, you know, slot machines and stuff.
Yeah, you can get, except on for Sunday morning. Yeah.
Right, except on Sunday morning. So there's it's like a little strip mall gaming establishment in this area.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, I can't remember what it's called, but it's just a few doors down from the pizza place. So this woman wanders in to the pizza place and demands to talk to the manager.
Oh, boy.
And so, and apparently, I mean, you can get drinks at these places. You know, there's kind of like a bar with gambling. But apparently you can't serve food there, but because she was down at the pizza place. I've never been to one. I mean, I've seen them all over the place, but I've never actually been in one. Have you?
You're too cheap. I couldn't see you gambling. You'd be like, no.
I'm not a gambler in that sense.
I do it. My niece owns a liquor store, so I just go there and do it.
So she's got some of those things, right?
Yeah, she's got, I don't know, at least four in there.
Yeah, the little games. So anyway, so the lady walks in and says she wants to see the manager. So the manager comes out from the back. It's a very small pizza place. And she goes to the manager. She says, "Hey, I got a pizza in here, and it had a hair on it."
Okay.
And the lady's all right. Like, "Okay, I'm sorry, you know." She's like, "I had a pizza in here. It had a hair on it. My father saw it, had a heart attack, and died."
Wow.
And she goes, "I want a free pizza." So she's like, "Well, what kind of pizza do you want?" So anyway, she got a free pizza.
Are you serious?
Yes, they had like, I don't know, they had something. I don't know if it was like just a cheese pizza or something. They just gave it to her and she walked out. I don't know, you know.
What?
Yes, that's what I was told. I was not there, so I can't vouch for.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, sometimes when you work at a pizza place, a lot of times they'll have a crew pizza.
Yeah.
You know, they make and the crew can eat it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they gave her the crew pizza or what the deal was. You know what I mean?
I ought to make sure there's more hair on this one.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, what?
Hope it'll kill your whole family, bitch. Mm.
And then my son proceeds to tell me that the manager wasn't wearing any shoes or socks.
And you still wanted to eat pizza here. Oh.
Well, I wasn't particularly happy about it, but, you know. He didn't tell me that till the next day, so. So pizza for no reason. Apparently you can get a free one if you say that your relative had a heart attack because of a hair on it. But
wow, that's getting pretty upset over hair.
Yeah. Well, no. I think it's actually the opposite. There was a hair on it. It killed her father, supposedly. He had a heart attack and died. And yet all she wants is a free pizza.
You just give me a free pizza and some breadstick, and we'll call it even,
yeah.
You'll never see me again.
That's right. I'm done. I'll sign anything you want.
I will not sue you if you do this.
Barefoot manager.
Maybe it wasn't the manager. Maybe it was just like the guy that cleans the toilets. Like, yeah, okay, what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want? I don't care.
Oh, free pizza? Yeah, go ahead.
There's just a couple pieces missing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? This is really hard for me to believe, but, you know, hey, whatever.
That's weird, man.
That was weird. Very weird.
I'm going to rub my junk on her pizza. And no. There you go.
That's weird story number one. Now, the second weird story is personal. I was a part of this conversation. So I have a little bit of land. And on my land, the tree, like, got blew over in the wind.
Yeah.
And it's probably been about, I don't know, 9 months or 10 months since it blew over.
Mm-hmm.
It was last summer. And it's not like in my backyard or anything. It's off to the, hurting anything, and it's laying over there, you know, rotting and dying. And it's huge. I mean, this thing is probably the trunk on this thing is probably bigger around than like a truck tire, semi truck tire.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And it was already rotted. That's why I got blew over. Thank God it was away from the house. But it's, you know, it has branches and everything, and so they're kind of sticking up, and it's just kind of an eyesore off to one side of our property.
Yeah.
And I did go out there at one point after it fell down, and I cut up parts of it. But, I mean, it's huge. It's a huge tree.
Sure.
And then the chainsaws, to me, probably the worst invention is a chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives you the, like, feeling that you're actually going to accomplish something.
Right.
And then all you accomplish is fucking around with a chainsaw for 2 hours.
Why don't you just, like, advertise this? Like, hey, anyone want free firewood? Come on over here.
Well, it's not in a place where you can just kind of drive up. It's kind of back a ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
It's a little off the beaten path. So
rednecks love doing that stuff.
Well, and I don't want somebody to cut their hand off in my property and then sue me for a free pizza.
I cut off my hand, but you give us free pizza.
I want free pizza.
I want Supreme.
Yeah, with everything. So I haven't messed with it all winter, and it's just kind of sat there. And so my dad was down, and you know, if you look off to one side as you're looking out the screen, the sliding glass door, you can kind of see it. And he's like, "Oh, when are you gonna take care of that tree?" I go, "I don't know, Dad. I haven't had time. I don't really want to do it." And he's like, "Well, I'll come down with a chainsaw and take care of that for you."
There you go.
Well, my dad just turned 80.
Yeah. Let him do it.
Yeah. I think I would have less damage if the rednecks came over with their chainsaws, let alone my 80-year-old father teetering around out there with a chainsaw.
Oh, let him do it. Come on.
No, I said, "Dad, no, we're not. No." Now, about six, maybe as many as 8 years ago, he did cut down a tree for me at my other house.
Yeah.
And I had to do something. I can't remember what it was, but my mom and him came down. I may have told this, but and then I had to take off to go do something. I think it was kid-related, not work-related. And I come back with the kids, and my father has got his Cadillac out in my yard with a rope tied to it, tied to the tree. And he's notching it out so that he can pull it over with the Cadillac.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so then I had to then go. After he did that, he got it down, and then I had to go chop it up and deal with it. But I'm like, "Dad, why would you drive your Cadillac into my..." Well, I had to pull it away from the house. I had to put some tension on it, I think is what he told me. And I'm like, "Yes, but, I mean, you have a really nice car. You can't be driving out in my yard."
Nice.
"With your Cadillac." He's like, "Well, that's the only car I had." I'm like, "You could have took my crappy car. That way if the tree fell on it, it wouldn't cost so much." This tree's not falling on that car, son.
Is your dad Jed Clampett?
No, but I think he's, you ever remember those old Seinfeld episode with Lloyd Bridges? All the generations of those guys, you know, "Well, you calling me," you know, whatever, and then they hurt themselves. That's my dad.
Yeah.
He can do anything. He's 80 years old. He can do any damn thing he wants to do. But
old Hank's Cadillac tree.
Now, I told him to wait. The last time I told him, I said, "Scope it out. When I get home, we'll take care of this tree. Wait till I get home." What does he do? As soon as I leave the premises, he's out there. "I gotta cut this sucker down." You know?
Yeah, right.
So, who knows? I mean, this one's already down, thank God. But, I mean, it's ginormous.
It's ginormous!
Oh, my Lord.
Have Cadillac look double.
Yeah. That's right. Just tired of the old bumper. This is real American steel.
Now, this is your dad. This is not your father-in-law, right?
No, this is my father.
Okay, I could see your father-in-law doing this.
Well, my father-in-law, I'll tell you, here's the difference between the two, right? So my father did what he did, right? He gets out the chainsaw, gets out the rope, gets out the car.
Yeah.
My father-in-law would probably just go, and like strap a bunch of dynamite to it and just blow it up.
I thought that he's a crazy bastard. He's a crazy old man.
He wouldn't worry about all that accoutrement, and he'd probably like notch it out and then stick a thing of dynamite in there and blow it sideways.
This is how we did it in the old days.
That's right. I'm not effing around with this mother effer. We're gonna fucking knock this thing over right now. So yeah, that would be that's the big spread there. So, but I'm like, Dad, I don't think I really ought to let you do that. I'm like, I went out and I chopped up what I did, you know, over the course of about an hour and a half, and I was like totally exhausted. It was like so hot and.
All right.
Humid. It was summertime, and it was just like sweat was just pouring, and I'm like cutting off these limbs, and you know.
Because your dad's a man, that's why your dad.
Well, I really, I'm not. There's no doubt about it. There's nobody's saying, and nobody's not. You know.
These old school man. They don't give up. Like, no.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what they don't give up, man.
They don't. It's like you know.
Yeah.
Charge of the Light Brigade or something. I don't know what's going on there.
Look for your son, my Cadillac.
That's right. If you can't find the tool, you work with the ones you got.
I'm Don Quixote.
So anyway, I'm going to have this tree out of here before he gets back. Because he'll be, you know, it'll be like a whole herd of these guys come down. It'll be like mayhem.
All these old 80-year-old guys.
That's right. Now, you know, I didn't mention it to him because I didn't want him to feel bad, but yeah. his uncle, my great uncle, died chopping down a tree.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And he wasn't even 80 yet, so.
Yeah.
But he was pretty, it was in his late 70s, and he went to take care of a tree that had been damaged in a storm, and he didn't come back in, so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up, you know. I thought about it for a second. Luckily, I caught it before it came out. Whoop.
Oh, Uncle Tom died.
Yeah. So, I'm like, are you looking, you know, I want to say, are you looking for a way out? Is this the deal?
I can't stand your mother, all right? I'm going to cut this thing until I die.
that would be, I think I'd hear that from your father. I can't stand your mother.
Miles,
you gotta get me out of this. You gotta get me out.
Like, the whole gang of them, there's a saw, you know, they got like a two-man saw, like the old one, you know.
Yep.
We'll have to stop in no time, son.
Well, I'm a lumberjack.
Brought his Cadillac, and I got my Lincoln here. We're going to cut this son of a bitch up and take it away to Lexus.
That's
Let's
right.
go.
There you go. That's right. Oh, my God.
All my friends from the Elk, we're going to go cut this son of a bitch up.
That's right. Or make toothpicks out of it.
I'm going to shoot some pool with the cue I'm going to make out of this.
That's right. So, yeah, this big fucking tree, man. I have not wanted to tackle it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's out in the woods a little bit, so it's really not that obtrusive, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was laying on the house or something, I think I'd take care of it.
But then you got it, yeah, right.
But it's, and that's not the only, I mean, I've got like 3 or 4 trees that have fallen over. That thing's just humongous. That's the only difference, so. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, what's going on with you?
Well, how about a little quick story tonight? How's that?
That's what you tell your wife every night.
That's right. Like, sorry, you'll get yours later. So, I thought I was in the movie True Lies last week.
Oh, you did? What, was your wife dancing around the room or what?
No, I was like the Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, you were, you were dancing wife, around the room. Okay.
Yeah, I was dancing around the room in my black panties and stuff. She was sitting in the shadow, smoking a cigar, you know, talking weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So, my wife has surgery, and she's temporarily in a wheelchair.
Right.
And I have most morning to have dropped her off at work.
That's very nice of you.
And we're usually there, like, after, like, all the kids have gone into the school.
Yeah.
Right. And so we get there, and we got there just about the time the kids were going in, and so I'm getting her, you know, set up. I'm going to get out the chair and get her out and all this.
Sure.
There's a couple of older women kind of holding the doors for everybody, and we're still, you know, illegally parked in the fire lane, you know, trying to get it out.
Right.
So behind me, I hear, Barb!
What?
Yeah, I'm like, what? Is that lady say Barb?
Barb. Like Barbara? Okay. Barb.
I hear it again, Barb!
Okay. Is that your drag name or what?
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck is Barb? I'm like, hey, Barbara, do you need help with that chair, Barbara?
Yeah.
And my wife starts laughing, and she goes, oh my God, she has me confused with somebody else.
Yeah.
She's like, just go with it, all right? Don't laugh at her. Just don't.
don't make fun of her. There's no Barb here, lady.
I go, are you some kind of, like, you know, True Lies spy or something? Or do you got a wife that I don't know, Barb?
Yeah.
So now I'm all weirded out. I'm like, what if, you know, there's some kind of playing around stuff going on, or...
Maybe your wife's a twin.
I don't know. Apparently, she's a twin at this school, I guess. That's what
maybe you don't know who you've been having relations with. Was it her or Barb?
I was wondering where all those, you know, business trips were and all that was about. But yeah. Now I think I know.
Mm-hmm. Barb. Gee, one of them is really, like, eager, and the other one's really frigid. You're like, could you send Barb back over?
Barb! Let me send Barb first.
Barb seems like she's been like in Alaska by herself for a long time.
Barb, I didn't know you were in a wheelchair, Barb. Yeah, Barb, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. That's funny. Just don't say anything. Don't make fun of her. Don't laugh or nothing.
Your wife's such a nice person. Doesn't want to be ridiculing people.
Oh, that was hilarious. I was just like, okay, Barb. Shut up.
Barb.
Don't call me Barb. Just shut up. Yeah.
You know, Barb likes to have wheelchair sex.
On a roll now.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but sounds interesting, doesn't it?
So, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Whatever. I'm not sure what to call my wife anymore. Barb or whomever. I don't know.
Yeah. Barb or Daisy.
Two lies.
That's interesting.
Hmm.
That's it. Well, Barb had a book called Strippers in Wheelchairs. Did you happen to get a copy of yourself? Or?
With that babush stat.
Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Barb.
Oh.
Have to get her over more often.